This is a reading of the vocabulary lesson from the Texas Revolution Unit produced by Texas History for Teachers. The lesson has three sections. They are vocabulary terms, key people, and major events. Section 1. Vocabulary terms. Ad interim. Definition: temporary. Allegiance. Definition: loyalty. Customs duties. Definition: taxes paid on goods brought into the U.S. Delegate. Definition: a person chosen to speak for a group. Provisional government. Definition: temporary government. Republic. Definition: a type of government with elected representatives. Revolution. Definition: the usually violent attempt of many people to end rule by one government in order to create a new one. Siege. Definition: when enemy forces surround an area, cutting off essential supplies, with the goal of forcing those inside to surrender. States' rights. Definition: powers that are reserved to state governments instead of the federal government. Tariff. Definition: a tax on imported goods. Treason. Definition: betrayal of one's country. Treaty. Definition: a formal agreement between two or more countries. Section 2. Key people. David Burnett, selected as president of Texas's temporary government. George Childress, wrote the Texas Declaration of Independence, which was modeled after the U.S. Declaration of Independence. James Bowie, colonel of the Battle of the Alamo, ordered by Sam Houston to burn down the Alamo, but decided to stay and defend it. James Fannin, commander at Goliad, did not follow Houston's orders to retreat, was captured by General Urrea. He and his 300 men were killed. Juan Seguin, although a Mexican-born citizen, this individual supported Texas's right to influence Mexican law and commanded a unit at the Battle of San Jacinto. Lorenzo de Zavala, Mexican who helped draft the Constitution of 1836, served as Texas ad interim vice president. Sam Houston, commander of the Texas Army at the Battle of San Jacinto, later elected president of the Republic of Texas. William B. Travis, lieutenant at the Alamo, given command by Bowie as he died, believed holding Alamo was vital to Texas's fate. Section 3, major events. Battle of the Alamo resulted in the capture by Mexican troops of a Texas-held mission in San Antonio in 1836. Remember the Alamo, remember Goliad, Texas battle cry. Battle of Gonzales, the first armed conflict of the Texas Revolution. Battle of San Jacinto, 1836. The final battle of the Texas Revolution resulted in the defeat of the Mexican army and Texas independence. Come and take it, the motto adopted by the Texian rebels when on the morning of October 2, 1835, Lieutenant Castaneda requested a cannon given to the colonists in 1831 be returned to the Mexican military. Constitutional Convention of 1836. Wrote the Texas Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the Republic of Texas, organized the ad interim government, and named Sam Houston commander-in-chief of the military forces of the Republic. Freedonian Rebellion. Near Nacogdoches in 1826, the Freedonian Republic claimed that Texas was no longer under Mexican control. Benjamin Edwards led a small group into Nacogdoches, claiming this city as the capital of Freedonia. Freedonians gave up when they heard of Mexican troops coming in 1827. Law of April 6th, 1830. After Mier y Teran wrote his report that Anglo-Texans could not be trusted, this law closed the frontier of Texas to any further Anglo settlement. March 2, 1836, Texas Independence Day. Massacre at Goliad. Execution of Republic of Texas prisoners and their commander, James Fannin, by the Mexican army, despite the protests for clemency by General Jose de Urrea. The massacre was reluctantly carried out under orders of the President of Mexico, Antonio López de Santa Anna. Mier y Teran Report. Report written by a Mexican official named Mier y Teran convinced Mexico they needed better control of Texas. Treaty of Velasco. Formal agreement signed by Santa Anna giving Texas independence from Mexico, the return of all Texas prisoners, and established the Rio Grande as the border between Mexico and Texas. Turtle Bayou Resolutions. Resolutions that some Texans wrote to explain the conflict at Anahuac and declare their loyalty to the Constitution of 1824. Washington on the Brazos. Located in Washington County, Texas, it was founded when Texas was still a part of Mexico. The settlement became the site of the Convention of 1836 and the signing of the Texas Declaration of Independence. This concludes the Texas Revolution vocabulary lesson.